We're in the middle of the Shaka V'Tarya and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, trying to explain the language of the Mishnah, Lo Re'asor K'Re'amaveh, Lo Re'amaveh K'Re'asor, according to Shmuel. Shmuel learns that Sor, at this point we're saying Sor means Karen, Kana Shor L'Karno, Maveh Shein. And what is it that we're saying that you can learn Lo Re'asor K'Re'amaveh, that you can learn Shein from Karen, Lo Re'amaveh K'Re'asor, you can learn Karen from Shane. So initially, as presented by Rabbi Yehuda, we were using the svaras of Kavana Lahazik and Nola Hazeko, each as a reason to pater. That is, you can learn Karen from Shane because Karen is Kavana Lahazik, and that's why you might be pater. You can learn Shane from Karen because Shane is Hanol Hazeko, that's why you might be pater. The Gemara asked the question, is a Kavachomer, that if you're chayiv by inkavanah lahazik by shein, you for sure chayiv. If you're chayiv by inkavanah lahazik by shein, you for sure chayiv by kavanah lahazik by Karen. We try to counter that by saying you find by Eved Va'amah that they're putter, and it's kavanah lahazik. And the Gemara challenges that. Rav Ashi says that's a whole separate issue. Sham yakditenu rabo. Again, the various ways that we understood it, the shita of the Tosus, the shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So at this point, we are acknowledging that indeed kavana lahazik is a reason for chiyuv, not a reason for p'tur. Okay, says the Gemara, ella parich hachi. So we're going to tweak what we said before in the other direction. Rather, this is how you explain the lo hareis. Ella parich hachi. Lo harei hakeren shakavanaso lahazik. In other words, when we say Lo Re'asor K'Re'amaveh, the Lo Re'amaveh K'Re'asor, we say we can't learn Shein from Karen. Lo Re'asor K'Re'amaveh. Why? Because Karen has the Chumra of Kavana Lahazik. That's a Chumra. That makes it more reason to be Chayiv. Shein doesn't have the Kavana Lahazik, therefore, perhaps it's not Chayiv. And the other way, v'lo re'amava k'v'ashor, meaning lo re'ashen sheish hanol hazeko, that's the quality that Shane has that makes it chayiv. K'v'yah keren she'en hanol hazeko. So we're turning it around. What exactly are these chumras? So kavana lahazik, we saw in the sheet that one possibility is understanding it in terms of the p'shiyas habayim, knowing that kavana lahazik, so havele asuk yadayte, means you have to recognize that the animal has this impulse kavana lahazik. Alternatively, we could focus on not on the Shias HaBailim, but rather on the Chefs of the Mazik itself, a Mazik of Kavana Lahazik. That's a greater, it's a stronger Mazik. It's Kavana Lahazik. It's more vicious. It has more of a Shem Mazik to it. That could be the Pshat. Anola Hezeko, the Choras, is all about a function of the Mazik as well. The Kavana, the Hanola Hezeko means the animal is getting Hana from the hezek. It makes the hezek more of a hezek, more of a mazik, a shame mazik. The animal is benefiting, it's doing it for hana. That l'chor is the svara. And even if you focus on the machayiv being the pshias habaylim, so why does the fact that the mazik is you know, more chamer have to do with the pshias habaylim? If you're not looking at it from the perspective of the pshia, the answer is pashut, because your pshias habaylim did what? It created the monster. So you create a bigger monster. The more chomer the mazik, the more that you can be pinned with the liability for having been posheya. Not that you have to directly find more reason to be posheya. You could say that if your posheya is what it is to create this type of a mazik, that's where the Torah is mechayiv you. And if your posheya created a lower level mazik, then maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. So that would be the svaris that we're talking about over here. The Ravid, I saw in the Ravid, he asked a question. I mean, is that all that you can ask? That you can't learn Shein from Karen, or Karen from Shein because of these pirchas, Kavana Lahazik makes Karen more chamor, Anol Hazeko makes Shein more chamor. What about the fact that Karen has a halach of tam and muad, and Shein is always a muad? So Lemaisa, that's part of what the Gemara says on Hayam Adbeis, that really everything has to be written with Hilchoseyan. And L'Hil Chosein by Karen means L'Chalek Bein Tam U'Muad. That's what the Gemara actually says. But L'maisa, the Ravid has this as a kasha now in our Gemara. And he has two suggestions. The way he asked the kasha, Yesh L'Daktik, How can you learn Karen from Shane or Shane from Karen? After all, if the Torah wouldn't say Shane, you're going to learn from Karen, what would I say? Just like Karen starts as a Tam and becomes a Mord, so Shane would start off as a Tam. And if I didn't write Karen, if I would have Shane without Karen, then what would I say? Then Karen is always a Mord. In other words, so the Torah had to write about Karen Tam. And once the Torah wrote Karen Tam, the Torah wrote Karen Mord. So simply, you have to write Karen, you have to write Shane because of the fact that Shane doesn't have a distinction of Tam and Mord, and Karen does. Again, the Chor, the Gemara is saying that on Heim and Beis, but the Ravid asked the Kash over here. Says the Ravid, true. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha anyway. Coming up, the next Gemara, the Regel Shirei. What about Regel? And the Gemara is going to end up falling away from this Pshat and learning that Shor in the Mishnah doesn't mean Karen means Regel. The Gemara is going to anyway slug up the Pshat. Good. Alternatively, says the Ravid, interesting. Another teretz. Inami says Ikal Meimar, that when we're talking in the Mishnah here of Vorei Shor Krei Amave and Shor means Karen, what Karen are we referring to? He says Karen Mu'edes Kama. We're referring to Karen Mu'ed. In the Mishnah, it says Shor Tana Shalu Karno. What Karen? Says the Ravid, Karen Mu'edes, which is Darka Lahazik like Shane. And that's what we're asking, let it be learned out from Shane, and vice versa, perhaps let Shane be learned from Karen Mu'edes. But as far as Tamus of Karen, the Torah would have to say Karen Tam. The Torah would have to say. In other words, so it comes out, this Lo Harei Ashor Kerei Amave, Tana Shor LeKarno, is saying, let us not talk about Karen Mu'edes, just talk about Karen Tam, and learn out Karen Mu'ed from Shane. And the Pirche is, Shane is Hanol Ezekos, he can learn to Karen Mu'edes. Or the other way, let it just say Karen Mu'edes and not say Shane, learn Shane from Karen Mu'ed. And the answer is no, Karen Mu'edes is Kavan Lahazik. Continues the Ravid, but 1 second, let me ask you the following question, just to understand better what the Ravid is saying. So what would it, one side of this would be, let it just say Shane and not say Karen Mu'ed, just say Karen Tam. What does that mean? The halacha mu'ad is a whole halacha. Seder, hadah, we have to have three times, you have to warn. And we're like, what does it mean? How are you going to learn the whole concept of mu'ad if the Torah doesn't say it? What do I even mean? The Torah should just say Shane and just say Karen Tam, and what? We're going to learn at what? What are we going to learn? The whole halacha mu'ad, I mean, the Torah has to talk about who are the Valav. The Gemara later, who are the Valav Yehudei Tura, Yehudei Gaber, all kinds of halachas over 3 days. This dinim of how an animal becomes a mu'ad. The Seder, how could it be the Torah would not say mu'ad? What could the Ravid mean? You have to talk about mu'ad because there's halachas of how the process, the procedure involved in becoming a mu'ad. How could the rabbi say that the Torah would say Karen Tam and not Mu'ed? And we're saying, let's learn out from Shane. No, you can't learn out Karen Mu'ed from Shane because Hanol Ezeko by Shane. Where would you know the whole procedural component of Mu'ed? The Pshat would have to be as follows. The procedural dimension of Mu'ed would have to be written also. And it is. Because Mu'ed is not just Nogeya Nezikin. Nefek Shalem. What else is Mu'ad Nogeya? What other halacha? No. We'll soon get into the Gemara about this. What else is Nogeya? Shonagachu mitmo susom. Magabi, what halacha? Kofer. Shor Shem is Hesa'ada. Right? The first time, Hashor Yisakel, Uvala Shonaki. It happens 3 times, and it kills again. Then what? Then, Gamba Olav Yumas, Im Kofer Yushas Olav. So the concept of Mu'adis would be in the Chumash, and it would be written in the connection to Shor Shemis Hesa'adah. But it wouldn't be written Binogeya, the lacha that it becomes Nezik Shalim after 3 times, by Shor Shehizik, Shor Shemis Hesa'ashor, for example. So that's what the Ravid would be saying, that when we say Lo Harei, Lo Harei Ashor Kari Amaveh, Lo Harei Amaveh Kari Ashor, I should say, that you couldn't learn Shor Mu'ad, Nezek Shalem, from Shane. meaning I know the idea of muad where it applies by Gabi Kofer. But I'll learn out that the Seder Muad that Torah speaks about and all what's necessary to make a Muad, that there should be such an idea that would be applied to rise to Nezek Shalem. Learn that from Shane, and that's what he's saying. No, that's the Pircha of Anol Ezeko. That's a Chorah. Otherwise, it's like something missing here. Like, you can't not say Muad if you don't know anything about how to become a Muad. But the answer is you have Muad. You have Muad by Kofen. It's up to Ravik, but there's one other thing, though. Chorah, there's still a Pircha. What do you have to use the pircha here of Hanol Hazeko? Say the following pircha. Mal Shein Shekein Muedes Mitchilasa. In other words, we're talking about Karen Muad. But Karen Muad had something before it. Karen Tam. That's a weakness. Shein is always a Muad. Muad Mitchilasa. So that could be a pircha. You can learn from Shein to Karen Muedes because Shein has the Tzad Chumrah, that it's Muedes Mitchilaso, and Karen Muedes, the fact is, it always start off as a Tam. So maybe that could be a reason not to learn Karen Muad from Shane. Answers derive it, okay. Ela daha adifa le mishum deish hanal ezeka. This svara of hanal ezeka is a better pircha than what pircha? Than Shane being Muedes Mitchilaso. Why? The zet tam is chay bel yosem mikaren. Whereas the other pircha, high pircha of Muedes Mitchilaso, ein batam chiyuv, el etzad chumra bi'almahu. In other words, Hanol Ezeko is a reason why it's chayiv. Why is it a better pircha? Maybe the reason why there's an Ezek Shalem associated with Shane is because Shane has a characteristic of Hanol Ezeko, it's a more chumra dekamazik. Masha Enke and Karen lacks that characteristic, maybe wouldn't have Nezek Shalem. That's a pircha, that's a reason for the din. The pircha that we're suggesting now, alternatively, is what? Oh, Shein has a tzad chumra to it. It's Muedes Mitchilaso, but it's not a reason be'etzem inherently to attribute Nezek Shalem. It's a pircha to say, oh, let's differentiate. Maybe here it's different. You can learn from there. They're not even. But he says, if that were the pircha, he says, I can have an over... a counter svara to say, but afal pikein Karen is better. Why? Look what he says. He says, satchum bi'alma v'adarab Karen adifa shekavanasa lahazik. In other words, if thy pircha is hanal ezeko, I'm not going to be able to neutralize that by saying, yeah, but Karen adifa kavanasa lahazik. No, but this is a unique characteristic, hanal ezeko. Maybe that's a siba for the chiyuv. So Karen maybe wouldn't be chayv. But if I'm going to use what type of a pircha? Muedes mitchilaso, so that I can neutralize that chumra, that Shane is muedes mitchilaso and Karen is not. It starts off as a tam, but Karen has come as a hazik, and that should override the pircha, the tzad chumra of muedes mitchilaso, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda's pircha is very precise in explaining the Mishnah that the chumra of Shane over Karen muedes is hanol hazik. At Kandaravid, but then he adds one interesting thing which you can hold in your head for a daf hey amid beis. Says the Ravid, Ba'al Rav Yehuda Kamar, the lo parchi hachalai pircha. In other words, there's a Gemara daf hey amid beis that we actually got a chance to look at it very briefly when we saw Tosis Beis on the days. But the Gemara says that if you, the Gemara says famous Rabba statement, if you take Bor and one other, you could learn everything, all the Mazikin, except for Karen. Levar mi Karen. If you had Bor and Chad Minayu, you could learn everything except for Karen. Mishum diiko mifrach. Malam mekush ken mu'adin mitchilasan. But Karen is weaker because it starts off as a tam. Says the Gemara, Ulaman de Omar Adarabba Karen Adifa Shekavanasa Lahazik, according to the man de Omar, without labeling him, that Karen is stronger, becoming Lahazik, I feel Karen Namiyasya, even Karen also is going to be learned out. So who is this man de Omar that the Gemara is referring to anonymously that would hold Karen Adifa that we wouldn't be able to have the Pircha of Mu'adim Mitchilasan and we'd be able to learn Karen as well from Bor and one other? So Rashi says, I don't know who it is. Lois Parish Hecha. Tosus and Dab Beis on the Beis, and also here on Heim and Beis, Rabbeinu Tam, links it to what? This we know. So the man d'amar pagnis kamona pagnis kaknasa, right? So we got becheskes shimur. Says the Ravid, I'll tell you who it is. It's Rav Yehuda in the Gemara on Daf Dalet. He obviously holds that you don't ask a pircha mu'edes mitchilaso because you counter that with a adarabba karenesh kanasa la'azik. Where? Says the Ravid, because the Gemara is now working with Rav Yehuda and explaining what is Rav Yehuda saying in Pshat in the Mishnah, the pircha, that you can learn karen meaning karen mu'edes from Shane. Because Mava, because Shane is Hano Ezeko and Karen is not. Why say that? Say a different pircha. Say Mala Shane, Shekane wears Mitchiloso, and Karen starts off as a Tam. And you won't. He doesn't want to say that. Why does he want to say that? Because Adarabba, not you'll say no. That can be outshined by what? By what about Karen? That Kavanos Elazik. That's the Gemara, and that's Hamid Beis Ulaman Da'ama Karen Adifa Rabbi Yehuda over here. Kinnira, that's what the Gra had in mind also. Hagos Hagra on Hamid Beis, right on the left margin. Rashi says Lois Parish Hecha. Says the Gra, Hu Bedaf Hakodem, a mystery. Hu Bedaf Hakodem. Okay, go figure. Bedaf Hakodem, find it. So I think it's this Ravid. The Rav Yehuda, that Gemara is working out, a Tanashala Karno, is apparently not interested in such a pircha of Shane having Moedes Mitchilaso versus Karen. For that he would respond, Adarabba, Karen Adifa. Okay, interesting little find that we have in this Ravid. But again, the Ikar wanted to bring out, I think that the Ravid is suggesting that this pircha, this Karen that we're talking about is Karen Mu'edes, and suggesting that we wouldn't write Karen Mu'ed, we would learn from Shane, Gachera, at first glance, Apella. How could a Torah not say the din of Mu'ed? You have to know how to become a Mu'ed. And again, the Ravid is silent, but I think the Peshat is Pasha, because the Torah would talk about Mu'ed with Gabi, the other din, the din of Kofar. So we know there's a procedure called Mu'ed. But the Torah wouldn't have to say the din mu'ed begabi nezek shaleh, and that's where we have to figure out why the Torah had to say that as well. Okay, back in the Gemara. So this is how we will work out the Lo Harei according to Rav Yehuda, Tana Shaleh Karno, Mava Lashino, and we have the Pirchas in either direction, the Chumra of Hanol Hazeko by Shein, the Chumra of Kavanol Hazik by Karen. Fact the Gemara, but wait a second. So what's missing then? In fact, the Gemara, v'regel mai shire? So where is regel? You've left out regel. No, Rashi noted before, this kasha was right away kasha. Right? As soon as Rabbi Yehuda spoke for the first time, Tana Shana Karen Rav Lashino, you could jump all over him, right? And say, anu and regel? Rashi says earlier, u'kaman parech regel mai shire. So why is more way to ask it? Common sense. Why? First, we have to establish pshat. Let's first, don't chaperein. What's pshat? Pshat. What's the pircha? What is the pircha of shor versus mava, mava versus shor? You're telling me Karen, good. Now that we have pshat, now, sequentially now, no, but rega mashire, that's the kasha. And for the Gemara, kishihizik chav hamazik, lasuye regel. Kishihizik chav hamazik, lasuye regel. It says in the Mishnah, Kishihizik Chav HaMazik, that's Rida, that's extra words, that's come to be Marba Regel. Which phrase are we referring to? So we have it on Dav Beis Amid Aleph, at the end of the Mishnah. Kishihizik Chav HaMazik. Is that redundant? Is that extra? Tosa says, that's not our Gemara. The Gemara is not referring to that. The little tosis here. Lo hainu kishizik chama, el me'idach kishizik marbala. What does he mean, me'idach? This phrase appears a second time in the second Mishnah in Bava Kama. Where's the second Mishnah found? Tesa mebeis, other details of Nezikin. And at the end of that Mishnah, it says again, kishizik chava mazik, that's extra. And Umaisa, this is Mefurish and Rashi and Tesa Mebeis. On those words of the Mishnah, Kishiyizik Chava Mazik, Rashi says, Hardashina Le Beresh Pirkin, Lasuye. Right now we're talking Lasuye Rego. In a minute, the Gemara is going to say this when the Gemara changes, tweaks the Tanashola Raglo, and then it's Lasuye Karen. So Rashi says it that way. Lesui Karen, she's a chalamazik deresha, lo dashin alei delav yaseirahi. She says, that's not extra. That's part of the tzad hashava. That all the things that darken lahazik, shemasin alecha, have the halacha, that you have to pay, the meitav ha'aret. So that's pasha. That's that you have to say. But the riboy, to be marba something more that's not covered yet by the word shor, right now the Gemara is saying it's going to be regel, the Gemara is going to later say that regel is shor, but it's going to go on, it's going to go on Karen. That's what's coming from the extra time that Mishnah says in Daf Tes, and that's the Chor Mefush in the Gemara Yud Gimel Beis as well. When the Gemara is analyzing the Mishnah, Daf Tes and Beis, the Gemara actually says that is Lasui Karen. That's Mamish the Gemara. So it's Mamish Tosa says it's really a Rashi, it's really a Gemara. If you read the Gemara here, you wouldn't know it, but that's what comes out. So the Gemara is saying right now, the Shizik Chavamazik, that's Lasuye, for now we're saying Lasuye Regal. Feg the Gemara. Listen, Behedya. So why do you have to speak about Regal Biramiza? There's no reason. Why should Regal be the one Avamazik that shouldn't be spelled out explicitly? So this kash already is a deal breaker. So now the Gemara says, okay, so we can't really say what we just said, Rabbi Yehuda Tanashol Karno, because then why would Regal, you know, not be mentioned explicitly? Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says no. Tana Shor L'Raglo. So what Shmuel is would say is Shor is Regel. Umave L'Shino. V'Achi Kamar. Now we have to again work out the Pirchus. So he says V'Achi Kamar. So what's going to be Lo Harei? So now he says Lo Harei Ashor Keri Amave. Means he can learn Mave meaning Shane from Shor meaning now Regel. Meaning, what does Regel have over Shane? Lo Re'iya Regel, Shazeka Matsui. Oh, the Chumrah that we found in Regel over Shane, Hazeka Matsui. Kiriya Shane, Hazeka Matsui. This we had earlier in Davdeis, the unique characteristic of Regel, Hazeka Matsui. Now, what is Hazeka Matsui? It doesn't just mean Orche. It's normal because that's true by Shane as well. Shane is Orche just like Regel is. It's Mishuna is Karen. So Hazeka Matsui is more than just Stam Orche. What is Hazeka Matsui? Rashi's words earlier. Kol Shahi Maleches. The animal walks going all the time. So that's called, it's not just about Urche, it's Mamish constant. It's a constant thing. The animal is always on the go. The animal is not always eating. The animal eats when it eats, as its feeding hours. It's Urche to eat, but it's not Kol Shahi Ocheles. The regal is something which is viewed as, you know, again, obviously the animal can rest, but the animal is constantly in motion, the animal is moving, it's fidgeting, it's gone, it's, and that's what regal is. While it's in motion, it's going to cause a hezek. That's called a zeka matzui. And that's unique to regal over shein. That's why you can't learn shein from regal. And then the other way, b'gol yashin sheish hanol hezeko, that's the quality of shein, ki regal shein is hanol hezeko. Fekti gemara, okay, so yeah, you're telling me tanashol rago, but then who's out? Karen is out. The Karen mai, shire. So why you left out Karen? And for the Gemara, Kishihi Zikchava Mazik Lasuya Karen. So we find that extra phrase, again, not the Daf Beis one, the Mishnah Daf Tes on the Beis, that extra phrase, that's coming to add on Karen. Aye, so Vlisne Behedya, like we asked before, Berego, that was the question that we didn't have an answer for before Berego. Here we have an answer. Let it say Mefurish, and for the Gemara, B'muadim B'tchilasan Kamayri, B'tam B'lumsof Muadim Lo Kamayri. The Mishnah is discussing in its list of Abba Zizikin things that are muad mitchilasa. Karen is different than the rest, and then it starts off as a tam. In other words, the Mishnah is discussing, of course, the Mishnah's list of Karen would have meant Karen muad. But Lamaisa, Karen muad is different than the rest because it starts off as a tam. Right? The Mishnah's Karen, whether it's in the Mishnah, whether it's alluded to in Kshizik Chavamazik, but it's got to be Karen Muad. How do I know that? What is the Mishnah? What is the sentence finished with? Kishizik Chava Mazik what? Tishkum Nes Meitav Haaretz. That's halacha only by Muad. Meitav Haaretz. By time it would be Din Migufo. So the Mishnah is discussing Karen Muad. But Karen Muad is not mentioned explicitly. Why? Because it's different than the rest. Because it started off as a tam. And the Mishnah is only categorizing things that are Muad Mitchilaso. So Karen is not mentioned explicitly. It's Merum is later on in Kishizik Chava Mazik. Let's see Rashi. Ella Parech Hachi. Ella Parech the Ema Hachi. This is what the Gemara says. Because of this, the kasha kavano lahazik ends up for sure being a chumra. The imahachi lo riya shor kariya mavet diktani mastis nachi kam lo riya keren she kavanasa lahazik kariya shen shen kavanasa lahazik ela naasa miskavenes hilkach yukasav keren lavi nafik shen mina. Because of shen loss, he carry me not. The regal mai ovid lay tanam asnisin. What's he doing to that? The lotani. Regal mai shirei betmiya. Achisingmar says it's in the end of the Mishnah, in the second Mishnah. He says, why is it said explicitly? Singmar says, okay, you're right. Tanashor leraglo, not tanashor lekarno. The achikamar hachdik tanim asnisin lo arei hashor weing regal kariya mav achikamar. Rego zeka matzli hilka chlasa shein mine. Rashi continues, Rego ubor shein ve'esh mu'adim mitchilas san l'shaim nezik shalim. In other words, they say with Karen is not more mitchilas, but all the others are more mitchilas. Rego ubor shein esh delo pog rachman beitam l'mu'ad el b'negicha. The only time the Torah differentiates is b'negea negicha, not by the others. Now Rashi says this in terms of differentiating from Karen and all the others. Not just regel, Rashi includes, and Shane, or includes bor ve'esh. Because the Torah doesn't distinguish except by negicha. Similarly, by bor ve'esh, there's another reason, we'll see in Tosus soon, that you don't find a tam and mu'ad, because it makes no sense. It only makes sense by bal chai that becomes habituated. Rashi puts it all together, because we only find the Torah distinguishing by negicha. By bor ve'esh, it's separate from that. The whole idea doesn't make sense. Like Tosa said it earlier, if avno sakino maso is learned out mishoro lamad, no, Tosa says it couldn't mean Karen. I mean, it means Karen, because even though by Karen there's a tam and mu'ad, but that doesn't apply to avno sakino maso, which is inanimate. For Rashi, the distinction by Eish and Bor, for example, is because the Torah only made a distinction by Negicha. So then how could you learn I'm the Sukkim myself from Karen? Maybe you would only start off as a Tam, according to Rashi, if you're learning from Karen. So this maybe is the right to what we said at the time, that Rashi never learned Pshat, that it's learned out of Karen. What does it learn from, according to Rashi, we said? From Shor in general, the shame Shor in general. Yeah. Anyway, that's the scene as Rashi, that the point is just that Negicha. Okay, the Tosus we did already. Continues the Gemara. Okay, so all this is now working out. The Mishnah, what is covered in the words of the Mishnah, Shor Maver, what's alluded to, according to who? According to Shmuel. So we now have Klara Pshat according to Shmuel. Shmuel learns Tana Shor Le what? No, everyone. Raglo, good. Mave Lishino, and we know what the Pirchas are, and we know what Karen is alluded to. That's the Mishnah. Klar Pshat, according to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Ushmuel my time of Amma Karav. In other words, the first half, the Gemara asked, why Rav my time of Amma Kishmuel? That we already explained. Why didn't Rav want to say like Shmuel? That Gemara said on Amid Beis before. Rav, since the Psukim are not more Meduik like one or the other, that Mave, either way, it's not a perfect fit in the words Mave. So why did Rav not say like Shmuel says to Gemara? Because Rav says the pashtus should be that what? That Shor should mean what? Call me Udi Shor. Memela, if that's true, then Mav has got to be Adam. So now the Gemara turns it around and asks Shmuel, no? So Shmuel, you have to have some reason. It's not based on the Diyuk of the Sukkim. So you have to have some reason. Why don't you learn Pshat like Rav that Shor means everything, all Karen's chain and Virago, and then Mav will be Adam. Shmuel, my time will Amma Karav. Amalach. The Shmuel will tell you as follows. Isal kedaitach Adam. You're going to tell me that Mav is Adam. Like you say, Hakatani Seifa. We have later in the Mishnah at the end of the Perek, Shora Muad, Vishora Mazik, Vishosa Nizik, Vicha Adam. So it mentions Adam in the later Mishnah. What is this discussing? And what does it mean? Shora Mazik, Vishora Muad, Vishora Mazik, Vishosa Nizik, Vicha Adam. Rashi brings us here the cases. Rashi says, Shora Mazik, Shenichnas, Shora Mazik B'Shus HaNizik, Shenichnas B'Shus HaNizik, V'Nagach Shamas Shoro. So there was an act of Negicha, but it was done in B'Shus HaNizik. V'Afagav D'Tamhu, M'Sham Nizik Shalim. Ustamak Rav Tarfon the Amar Kaman says who holds Mishuna Keren Mishus and Nizik Nesachon Mishala. So this Mishnah is a Mishnah at the end of the Perek Chamisha Tamin La Chamisha Muadim. So it's a five tamin, chabhema ina mu'edes for negicha, negifa, neshicha, revitza, be'ita. And then there's chamisha mu'adim, hashen mu'edes to do its thing, harega mu'edes to do its thing, shar ha-mu'ad, three, shar ha-mazik b'shus ha-nizik, as Rashi says according to Rav Tarfon, negicha, even the first time would be nezik shon b'shus ha-nizik, he learns it out. Ve'ha'ada. No, so miwa, you have ada mentioned in that Mishnah. So Shmuel says to Rav, you can't tell me Mavet Zadam, you have Mavet mentioned later in the Mishnah later, by the Chamisha Muadim. So the Gemara says, but listen, Bereisha. So why would the Mishnah not want to mention initially? Why would the Mishnah only tuck it away later in the Mishnah later? Why wouldn't the Mishnah mention in Abavas Nisik and mention Mavet there? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Miniske Mamad Kamayri, Miniske Gufa Lo Kamayri. Beniske mamona, Rashi says, nizakin she mamona mazik. It was mamon she hizik. Niske, that your mamon caused hezik. Shor, bor, regel, bor, esh, mamono hamazik. Mairi reisha. Beniske gufo, meaning when you yourself caused hezik, shahu atzmo mazik, lo mairi. So that's why it's not mentioned in the beginning. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Nami, or Katani Adam Besefa. So, Rav, how can you learn Mav in the Reisha? It's mentioned later. So, why would you want to put it in the Reisha if it's mentioned later? Mistam, it's not Pshat in the Mav in the Reisha. Amalach Rav, no. Ha'hu l'michshavei ba'adim mu'adin hu da'asa. In a chenami, Mav in the Reisha is already Adam. But by mentioning the Seifa, it's not for any chidush per se. You already know that Adam is a mazik. But it's simply to put it in the list, in the Rishima of the Chamisha mu'adin, so it mentions Adam. Rashi, Hakatani Adam Besefa v'lamelu misni bereisha, and for the Gemara l'michshiv b'hadim muadin hu da'asa diktani chamisha tamin chamisha muadin b'kachash v'va'aza, when it lists them, so puts Adam over there. Tosis l'michshiv b'hadim muadin. So this is what Rav says in why you can say Adam in the reisha for the actual halacha, and then just say again in terms of the din of the that it's part of the list of muadin. Ushmuel svirolei Tosis now says why Mishmuel also accepts such an answer. So let it be in the Reisha for the actual din of the Adam Hamazik, and then Sefer just for the list of Muadim. Shmuel Sfirolei Delo Havelei Lashmi'inan B'Sefer. Keva Delo Shmi'inan Shum Chidush Tfei Mi B'Reisha. Now, what does Shmuel hold? If there's no Chidush there, it wouldn't be mentioned just for the sake of being able to get another number in there of a Muad. It has to have a Chidush. And if there's no Chidush added, it wouldn't be justifiably mentioned there. Must be it was only mentioned there for the first time. I, the other cases in the list, Shane Regel, I was Shane Regel, I forgot the Tanu Liberation, Tanu Liberation, Gami Muadim, Shem Chidush, the Mefarish, Hashem Muedes, Lecho as Haroila, Harego, the Harego Muedes, Hashaber, Derech Hilucha. In other words, it's not just that it's mentioned again, it's actually mentioned with a particular angle that's new. Because the Mishnah's lashon there again is Chamisha Muadin, and it says Hashem Muedes Lecho Sarayla. So there's something more that it's teaching me about Shem. And Regel's Muedes. So there's something, not just that the name is mentioned, Shem, Regel. It's something more about it. Whereas Adam, it would just be there for the sake of making it in the list. That wouldn't be justified for Shmuel. What about Shor HaMuad? It doesn't say anything about the Shor HaMuad being, anything special about that. Right? After that, it says Shor HaMuad. So Tosa says, the Karen Nami Tana, I forgot the Tana Bereisha, she is a Chava Mazik, Leslie Karen. He means Bereisha, meaning not the Reisha, not the first Mishnah. The Reisha means an earlier Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah Dav Tesa Medeis. Mikomakam Tana Le Besefim, Mishim de Tana Le Gabi Chamisha Tamin, Mishimachi Tana Le Nami Badi Muadim. In other words, really, you're right. In terms of the minyan mentioning Shor HaMuad by Muadin, there is no chiddush. But the Mishnah starts by saying Chamisha Tamin, the five different ways that the animal can do something that which is an aberration. So once it says it by Chamisha Tamin, it talks about Shor HaMuad from the Chamisha Muadin. So that could be justified. But Shmuel is not happy to explain that it should just say Sharam Mu'ad just because it should be listed there as one of the Mu'adim, if there's nothing more and no reason why you should put it there if you already mentioned Mav in the Mishnah before. Therefore, the Mav must have not meant Adam. Okay, Tosis continues. Now it's his Kash. Fek Tosis, Vim Tomar, Amay L'chash of Eish Shabor Gabi Mu'adim. Why not mention in the Chamish, add to the list of Mu'adim Eish Shabor? This Kash is a Kash on the Gemara, it's a Kash on what Tosis just said. Who's this a Kash on? On Rav, excellent, excellent. Now, according to Shmuel, this wouldn't be a Kash. Why not? Because there'll be no Chidush in adding it to any mention. But Tosis got finished saying, but Rav feels that you can mention it just for the sake of putting it into the list. Even if it's already been mentioned earlier, so then why not also mention Eishabor? Teyeshua says it, but Pashup Shantosis, it's not Stamaka. According to Shmuel, it's not a Kasha. Because he got finished explaining that according to Shmuel, it has to add some kind of Chiddush. So all the others, we explain why. Shane and Regel and Karen is because it mentions by Tam, it mentions by Mu'ad. But Eish Shabor, there wouldn't be any reason Stam to mention it again. But according to Rav, you see, you mention Adam again, so mention also Eish Shabor. Yeshuomar d'lochashiv ela bali chayim. Avobor ve'eish kachli pam ishona kimo pam gimel v'dalid. It only mentions bali chayim. Mashegin bor ve'eish, there's no reason to distinguish between one, first time, third time. Bali chayim is where you have the svara that the Mu'ad status can happen, right, at a certain point. And that's where you could say, but you should know, even though you can hear that it can become a Mu'ad later on when it becomes more ragil, but the Mu'ad effect starts right away. But that's a chiddush by Shem Beregel. But if it's not Bali Chaim, there's no reason to start thinking about that. What could be a Mu'ad only later, and he has to tell me, no, it's a Mu'ad right away. It's a pashit. That's a Mu'ad from the beginning. Maisa Rashi also says that without the extra Hezbar of Tosis, Rashi there on that Mishnah, Diba Maskal Veha Adam, on Tezvav Amin Beis, Harecha Misha, Ubi Bali Chayim Kamairi, Lachi Lachashi Bar Ve'esh. So Rashi says, without Tosis' extra words, Ubi Bali Chayim Kamairi, Lachi Lachashi Bar Ve'esh. Tosis is adding more. Bali Chayim, Mashaikin Bar Ve'esh, you wouldn't think to make any differentiation. Yeah, there's one line in Beit Paris. I don't know what to make of it. You guys were showing me in the morning. I don't know what the pressure, what had to read it. I don't know. Okay, Zog de Gemara. So now we're holding with Rav. So we understand what Shmuel didn't explain like Rav. But we know Rav held his own. Rav explained that Mave is Adam, Shor is Komil de Shor. The Mishnah mentions it again only for the purpose of the list. Yeah. Kishizik Chava Mazik is not Kam. Kishizik Chava Mazik is Metav Ha'aretz. So what is that? That's Keren Mu'ad. And Keren Tam is in the beginning of that Mishnah, Chamisha Tamin. What is Chamisha Tamin? It mentions also in the Chamisha Mu'ad, it mentions Sfira Mu'ad as well.
So when the Gemara says Chava Mazik, we're going with Gedda, it's only Mu'ad.
Pashtus. Metav Ha'aretz, I would think so. You can ask me a kash from the Gemara later here on the Amud, but when we get there, you'll ask me that. Pashup Shad has to be Mu'ad. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to zero in on the Lo Harei according to Rav. So the Gemara. Umay Lo Harei. So now we learned so good Pshat in the Mishnah. Lo Harei Shukim Ave and Mavek Ashur according to Shmuel, what the Pirchas are, why you couldn't learn one from the other. Now we have to learn out according to Rav. In other words, so we'll start at Lo Harei Ashur, Kare Amave. If I had Shur, meaning Kol Mili D'Shur, I wouldn't be able to learn Adam from that. And the other way around, where Mava could be a Shor, if I would have Adam, I wouldn't be able to learn Shor. Hachikam, this is what it means. Starting off, Lo Ri'i HaShor, Shemishalem Es HaKofer. Ki Ri'i HaAdam, Shein Mishalem Es HaKofer. What does Shor have over Adam that I couldn't learn? The Chiyuv of Adam HaMazik from Shor. The fact that Shor has a Chumrah in the Din of Kofer. Shor she'emis es ha'adam, after three times, is a chiyuv kofer on the bailim. That's only true by shor, not by adam. To see the details here in just a minute, a lot to say here. That's the chumra that shor has, the din of kofer. And adam doesn't have that. V'lori adam shechayeh ba'abo dvarim. What is it that adam has over shor? He couldn't learn the chiyuv shor from adam. There's a chiyuv ba'abo dvarim. He's over nezek. There's also the other four payments that we know for a chovel, tsar, ripui, sheves, boshes, and that's only by adam amazik, not by shor shehizik. Again, we have to know where we know all this from. Kiriya shor she'en ba'abo dvarim. So right away, something to notice, before even looking at the fine print, in other words, until now with Shmuel, the pirchas, what pirchas had to do with characteristics of the mazik. Hanal azeko is shein, kavana lehazik is keren, that's why it's chayim. We're talking about now, learning out Adam from Shor, komil de Shor, or the other way around, and these pirchas are pirchas of din. What does Adam have? What does Shor have over Adam? What does Adam have over Shor? Well, the chi of kofer is by Shor, not by Adam. The chiyuv of dal dvarim is by Shor, not by Adam, and kofer is by Adam, not by Shor. Yeah, it's interesting. If they start thinking of chora, like, and that's all there is, I couldn't think of anything. Hashem shal, I couldn't think of anything else. I have to, if I can't find characteristics, so I have to look at pirchas of din. You have to know, to think about this. Maybe at the end of the sugya, we'll come back and see, revisit this. Lechaira, there's not anything more we could have thought of. I mean, Mammon Amazik, Adam Amazik, I'd be able to learn Mammon from Adam. Adam is Chayiv. I wouldn't be able to extrapolate to Mammon. And it's stam strange, if I had a pircha, right? So what does that mean? I couldn't learn Adam from Shor. So that means I would know that Mammon Amazik, Shor Shehizek de Karen Shein Beregel Yochayev for what the Hezek the Shor did. And if I go ahead and myself cause Hezek and I cause a Hezek and a loss to somebody, Pat. Kachnir from the Gemara. Ah, no. Except that the Torah wrote it, so now I know Yochayev. But that would Kachi Amida, that would become out. If I don't have a way to learn it, I have no way to learn it. Yochayev and Ari, yeah.
Why can't we say that purified is by a shore or by a adam, it's if shar like with shore, and by a shore you kasha with shore.
Adam is yourself. So I mean, if shar
with shore. The pircha would be like.
What would be the pircha? No, I think, well, if the Torah only said what? If the Torah only said adam.
We wouldn't learn out.
Shore because of kasha lishmor.
No, because if shar, we said.
Who said Adam? Who said Shor is the Yefshu Shomer?
No, that? Not Shor. Adam is.
Adam is the Yefshu Shomer. You can't watch yourself? The Gemara's going to say in a minute, Shmir Skufa Olaf. The Gemara's going to say this. That's the idea of Shmir Skufa. To see the Gemara's going to say, Yashay, Neor, of the sea, that's coming in the Gemara. The Gemara's going to say, Shmasan Alecha is going to relate. The words themselves, as written, don't exactly fit perfectly into Adam. But the Gemara's going to say, Shmir Skufa Olaf. So good. So there's going to be some concept of Shmiras Alecha that's going to relate to Adam too. But these are the pirchas and din. Let's look more carefully. What are these halachas based on? And there's a whole sugi here of kofar that we're getting a little bit acquainted with. Yes, Ari.
Two things regarding the first question: why are we mentioning din now? I mean, we've just gone back. The feed of pshat that we gave in the Gemara before. We've just gone back and forth with Rav Yehuda saying. What the chumr is, kavanos v'hazik being really a kula, and then most of lav kav v'chumr. We see that, like, when it comes to characteristics, anything, things that could be like kind of viewed as like a chumra could easily be like transferred into a kula, or vice versa. As in, if it's something is tougher to guard, so you think that's a kula, it could be translated into chumra. So characteristics are like hard to work. But the din is something set in stone.
Okay,
or whatever.
Okay. I hear your point's interesting. In other words, you have a din, it's a din. It's in that way, it's not as you can't toy with it as much. It's a pircha. It's a solid, more solid pircha. Okay. I want you to notice at this point, just to notice. This is a different type of pircha than what we had within Shmuel. Chi of kofer, chi of dal dvarim. Yes, Isaac. Yeah.
If it's characteristic, that's something we know. Even without it being written, but how would we know the din if it wasn't written yet? How would we know if we?
You're asking a good kasha. I wasn't going to deal with it now, but Bino Peretz, I put it at the end of the sheet. You're asking, if I understand correctly, is manafshach. If I'm going to learn, so then learn adarabah. Learn out the b'chiv kofar b'adam too. Learn the b'chiv dalit v'ar b'ashor as well. To the extent that there's no, you have to know. We haven't really discussed how I know there's no chiv kofar by adam, there's no dalit v'ar b'ashor, but in theory, a question is a valid question. He has an answer, and we'll maybe get to it at the end of the sugya, we'll come back to it. I put it at the end. I figured I want to get to the, you know, to the two dots if we could. But it's a valid kashin in pshat. And what we're missing here, maybe that could be part of a limud. So let it be that too. Yeah, he has an answer to this kasha. The Rebbeinu Peretz, also the Shita has a variation of this kasha too. I gave it to you at the end of the sheet. Yeah, Ari and David, yeah.
In terms of the other question we mentioned, how would we say that we wouldn't have learned if we said...
It would come out that Ashur Mazik Yochayef for the damage, yeah, and you are Mazik, you be Pater. That's what come out.
Because then we spoke about Ramachalik between Adam, that there are two types of Mazik. So there's when you're awake, so then you're Mazik, the Chiyav is stemming from Adam and Mazik.
Yeah.
And then you have a separate Chiyav, there's one of, when you're sleeping, of Pshi and the Shmira. So maybe what we'd be saying is that we wouldn't be able to learn the Chiyav of the Pshi and the Shmira. Of an Adam when you're sleeping, that type of mazik we wouldn't have been able to learn from Behema. And that's not so crazy. If you know that you're a chayiv by Behema, you wouldn't have necessarily known that you're a chayiv when you're sleeping.
Okay, so that a little bit.
When it comes to Adam and mazik, that's a separate. No, we know that like okay. Separate from.
Okay, so it here he's saying, I mean, yeah. It could be, you have to, a little bit has to do with what the Mav and the Mishnah is about. Is it only the case of Yashin? Like the Mav is going to say be Yashin. Does it mean the Mishnah is talking about Yashin? Yeah, if you're saying that, then maybe we're limiting ourselves just to that case of Adam. You know, Paris has it his own way. Adam Dasik Shor, Adam Dasik Adam. We'll talk about it at the end. Yes?
Just to clarify, the Gemara is saying that if we didn't write Adam, we wouldn't know Adam completely, or we wouldn't know all of the characteristics of Adam?
We wouldn't know the Chiyuv of Adam Amazik. That means you'd only know what the Torah wrote. But why wouldn't I be able to learn out Mamatzina, let's say, from Shor to Adam? Because Shor has a Chumra of Kofar. So what would I be left with? That Shor Shehizik I'm Chayiv, Karen Shem Berega I'm Chayiv, but I'm not Chayiv for Adam Shehizik.
Why didn't you say that? You know that there may be a Chiyiv that you can't damage somebody, but would you say that we
don't? Maki Behemah Shalmena would not appear in the Chumash. That means that would if I Maki Behemah, I don't know that I pay. If my Shor was Mazik another Behemah, I have to pay. But if I'm Mazik, someone else's Behemah, if it didn't say Maka Behemah Shalmena, I have a Pircha and a Limud, I wouldn't know that I have to pay. That's what comes up. I'm not saying Chidushin, that's what it's saying. Okay, so let's see. What are these halachas? We have these two chumras of din, that Shor has the din of Kofar associated with it, and Adam doesn't. What's that about? And how do I know it? And the other side is that Adam has the adalat dvarim chiyuv, and Shor does not. Michal, I answered your question before. Remind me.
What?
I answered your question. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at Rashi. Rashi says third wide line, umay lo harei dekatani b'masnisin. Now we're going to track the Mishnah according to Rav. Zok Rashi, background. Shor muad shenogach adam umeis. Shor muad means already has become habituated to kill people, and now again it kills a person, umeis. Mishalem kofer. There's a chiyuv of kofer, the Baal has to pay kofer to the yorshim. Because of that din, hilkach, Ikasaf Shor, Lo'asya Adam Mine. Therefore, had the Torah written only the Chiv of Shor, that you pay for the Hazekim of Shor, Kem Shem Virego, I wouldn't know that you pay for Adam, Shehizik. The Adam Shaharages Chaveiro, because by Adam who killed someone else, the Mazid Neherak, the Shogeg Gole, the Einam Ashayim Kofer. So, what information is Rashi telling us? That which the Adam Shaharag doesn't pay kofar, Rashi gives us the context, the Mazid Nerag B'Shogeg Gole. What does that do with anything, exactly? We have to know what Pshat and Rashi is. Well, what are the consequences of Adam Shaharag as Chavero? What's the consequences have to do with the Mazid being Nerag, B'Shogeg Gole? but there's no kofar. What is the introduction, the Mezid Nebri Shogah, have to do with Ein Risham Kofar? Where would you have thought to pay kofar? Together with doing it b'mezid, it was either b'mezid or b'shogeg, but not every mezid has nerag. Let's say it was no hasra. Rashi doesn't talk about the exact case. What b'chal the pshan in Rashi? Notice Rashi doesn't give you any drasha either. Rashi just tells you the bottom line. Adam shaharag es chavero. So Rashi, in introducing there's no chi of kofar, Rashi says, the mezid nebri shogeg. What's pashup shat, the medaik? What is Rashi trying to do for us here? The mezid nebri shogeg, go at the inner sham kofar. Like, a ki'ilu, that ki'ilu, it sounds like, the way it rings in your ears, are that which inner sham kofar has to do with the fact that the mezid nebri shogeg go. As if that's the pshat. Exactly, what does that mean? Continue, Rashi. Let's go on. And that's in terms of the chumrah of shor over Adam. The shor pays kofar, as Rashi says. Adam's not misham kofar. Rashi says because nerag and gola meiz b'shogeg. Adam hachove b'chaveiro chay b'advarim. Sari p'shavis aboshes. Avo nezek lo kachashiv. It's not mentioning nezek. The shor nami nezek mishalim. That's a chiv b'shor as well. Avo b'hanach b'advarim. These four things on top of nezek ain't no chayiv. By shor there's no chiv. Here Rashi gives us a drasha. Kidemasik b'shili kates adarega mu'edes. It's like the Gemara concludes in Daf Chavav later at the end of the second parak. Damrinan, we have the following drasha. Ish ki yiten ish mum ba'amiso. The end of Pasha's Emor. Talks about if a person is injured somebody else. Ish ba'amiso v'lo shor ba'amiso. And that's part of the Torah talks about chiyuvim of chavala. Ish ba'amiso v'lo shor ba'amiso. Only ish ba'amis. So Rashi, on the one side, gives us the halach of kofar by shor, not by adam. No pasuk mentioned, no drasha mentioned. But what is mentioned is b'nezid nerav b'shogeg gola dein misham kofar. We not know what that means. The other side, adam pays dal dvarim. That's psukim and furashim and chumash. Each parasha is separate. You know, ripush, shevis, boshes, all different places in chumash, and shor. She chaval ba'adam. We have a drasha. Ish b'amis v'lo shor b'amis. It's very interesting because Rashi already is quoting Shili Ketz at a regel for this drasha. Now, if we take a look at Daf Chavav, we actually see the two Gemaras one next to the other. The exclusion of Adam from paying kofar, right next to, juxtaposed with the exclusion of Shor from paying dalet dvarim. So let's take a look at Daf Chavav. I gave you a Gemara to look at. Hopefully you did. Middle of the Amud, I don't know, toward the top, I suppose. It's 15 or so lines from the top. Second word on the line begins, Bershus HaYachid. V'yehei Adam, Chayiv b'kofer mikal v'chomer. So let us make a case that Adam, Shehim is Adam, should have a Chayiv kofer. Everybody, Chavar, you have it? Where am? On Chavav? Oh, you know by heart from the morning already. Yeah. Maybe I know by heart. Okay, could be. I shouldn't put it past anybody. It's Shagur, Meficha. Hey, Adam, Chaya, Bekofer, Mikal, Vachomer. Let us say that Adam should be Chaya, Bekofer, based on the Kal, Vachomer logic. Umashur, She'eno Chaya, Be'abod, Dvarim, Chaya, Bekofer. Shor has no chiyuv dalet dvarim. That's the drasha that we're going to soon mention. Rashi told us now here, ish b'amiso. And yet there's a chiyuv kofar. Adam shechay b'abad dvarim, eno din shechay b'kofar. Omar kra, so pasuk tells us, kichol asher yushas olav. Olav velo al adam. Oh, we've discovered a drasha. You read Rashi and Da'adam and Aleph, you don't know this. But the Gemara has a drasha. Im kofar yushas olav, v'nasan pidyonafsu kichol asher yushas olav. So twice is olav. The Gemara uses the second olav. Olav. Olav v'lo ha'adam. Kofar is only in the context of Shor Shehemis Adam, not Adam Shehemis Adam. Olav velo al Adam. Rashi says, Chayv Kofer, Mashor, read Rashi, Vihei Adam Chayv Kofer. We'll get some, I want you to notice everybody at Rashi here as well. The Adam Chayv Kofer Kigon B'mezid velo Asrubei. This is again an important Rashi to connect with the Rashi we read over here. Rashi says, what case? A case where there's not going to be a chiyuv, an onesh, either of misa or of galus. The havamina of being chayv kofer has to do with the case where there won't be another chiyuv, either a chiyuv misa bezdin. This is Bezin or Golus. So that could mean Bezin without Asra, right?
Wouldn't that be Kares?
But that's not a Chiyuv Misa B'dini Adam. Who said it would be Kares anyway? Bechal, what do you say?
If something is... Oh, no, that's what...
No, that's it. Umas shor shein chayv b'chavar abad dvarim tarbi b'shor b'roches al nesek l'chudei chayv kofer eicha dekatli adam shechayv olav al adam al niske shor mishalman kofer av al niske adam im mishalman kofer ela o misa o golus. Again, I want you to begin to notice Rashi. O misa o golus. Again, think about. I want to do something to this. So I'm going to see if we can even start the Tosis a little bit now, but I want to think about Rashi. And where's Rashi coming from? Think over Shabbos about the Rashi. Rashi and the here in Dav Dalet, Rashi here in Dav Chavav. What does Rashi keep saying, emphasizing in the Ptur Kofer? He says, the case would have been when you weren't Chayim Misor Golos. And then the Drasha that the Gemara says, which Rashi doesn't quote in Dav Dalet, by the way, but Rashi sums it up by saying, El O Misa O Golos. It's Rashi's focus. Now, the very same Gemara continues, let's say the shor is a chiyuv dalet dvarim from the following kavachomer. Now that we know that Adam doesn't have kofer from the drush of olav, so let's make a case that shor should be chiyuv dalet dvarim. How so? Ma Adam she'en chayv bekofer chayv b'abod dvarim. Shor she'chayv bekofer and din she'chayv b'abod dvarim. So we have here shor, which is more chomer than Adam because he chayv bekofer. Adam is not chayv kofer, and yet Adam has dal dvarim. So let's say kavachomer that what the shor shav dal dvarim. Amakra ish b'miso v'losha b'miso. Two gemaras, one next to the other. Each gemara is bringing a drasha for why either shor has kofer not Adam, olav lo Adam, and why Adam has dal dvarim and not shor because of the drasha. Strange that Rashi and Dav Dalet, when he wants to give us background for the Gemara here, which is using these two svaras as pirchas, dinin. What is it that Shor has over Mava? Namely, Chiv Kofer, Adam no Chiv Kofer. Rashi just says, what did Rashi say? Because it's only Misa or Golos. Doesn't mention the Grasha. Then, the other half, what does Adam have over Shor? Or Mavah Kriya Shor? Dalet Varm, here Rashi brings the Grasha. And Bechlau, what's going on in Rashi when he talks about the fact that there's Misa Golos in terms of what is no Kofer? And then Rashi on Chavav, when he brings the drasha, when he explains the drasha, he sort of sums it up by saying what? Ela omi so golus. Look, the drasha speaking to the fact that this is it. There are those Rishonim who understand Rashi as follows. But again, maybe we can think differently a little bit if we have Rishus. But like there are Rishonim who, and this is going to be Negev for the Tosis, that we'll maybe just begin to start. There is a rule called Kimei B'Drabamine. Kimei B'Drabamine has to do with when you have two different onshin, be it Misa Mamon, be it Malkus Mamon. So the din is that you get the larger onesh, the Morchama onesh, and you don't have to pay the lower onesh. In other words, so let's say Misa, Pater is Mamon. It could be one drasha. There's a din of Malkus patring mammon, a different drasha, different ways that we learn it out. Below here, the misa mammon is learned out. This is mostly in Perek Eunairus and Suvis and other places too, a little bit in Baba Kama too. The Torah talks about the case of two people arguing. The Nagfu Ishahara, Veloya Ason Anashi Anesh. So Veloya Ason, they have to pay money for the fact that they caused an abort, the woman to abort the fetuses. If there won't be Ason the Isha, there won't be Mechiyav Misa, then there's a Chiyav of Mama. Now, there's another drasha, which we should now mention. Daf Lamed Hei in Baba Kama is actually quoted, called Tana Devei Chizkiya. I'm going to give you this bit backwards. I'm assuming you didn't start the Tosis yet. Am I correct in that assumption? Okay, so at least it'll be easier when we get and delve into it on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. You'll have a little bit of the background that you need, just for the few minutes that we have. Tana Devei Chizkiya is the drasha that's quoted here, Daf Lamed Hei, based on the following psukim in, again, Parshas Emor. It says, Make behema yishalmena, umake adam yumas. So there's two halves to the pasuk. Make behema yishalmena, that's halacha that have to pay niske nizakim that adam hamazik, make yishalmena, we've been discussing that a lot. Umake adam yumas, which is a chi of misa. He kills a person. The Vechizkiya, Tan Vechizkiya makes the following drasha. It's quoted here right before the Mishnah, Naf Lamed Hei. Ma Maki Behema, just like the din of Maki Behema that you have to pay Tashume Nezek. Lo chilakta ba ben shogig ben mezid, ben miskaven she'en miskaven, ben derech aliyah lo potro mamo. In other words, the chiyuv of Maki Behema crosses all situations. Shogig, mezid, and so on. You always have to pay. And that's based on the rule of Petza Tachas Patza, the Mishnah in Daf Chavav, in Baba Kama, called Adam Muad Le'olam. You always have to pay, even if it's B'shogeg. That means Maki Behema, there's no distinctions in terms of the Chiyuv that you have to pay Tashume Nezek, even if it was Shogeg, even if it was Mezek, it doesn't matter. So now the Torah put in the same Pasuk, Maki Adam and Maki Behema. So now we say Maki Adam Yumas. Now Maki Adam Yumas has in it the halacha that Yumas, that the Chiyuv Misa patters any chiyuv mammon incurred at the same time, like the case that we gave you of the mevlados and whatever other case, a person shoots an arrow on Shabbos and it creates a chilas Shabbos and it also ends up ripping somebody's garments. So at the same moment that there's a chilas Shabbos, however you can figure out the case, that should be at the same moment, you can have a chiyuv mammon incurred. You won't have to pay the chiyuv mammon because kamli drav minei. Now the Chizkiya is saying that halacha of ptur mammon at the time that your person becomes chayav misa, it's not going to matter b'mezid or b'shogeg and whatever. Meaning that the halacha of kamadravimine, in effect, extends not to a case where you are actually a person is actually chayav misa, the poel, but even if there's no real chayav misa now, because it was shogeg, because of b'lo hasra, but there'll still be up to a moment anyway. Because that's what we always refer to as the Tana Devei Chizkiya. That basically says that the tur mamon is not only when there's going to be the poel achiyav misa, but there will be a tur of mamon even if it's in theory a case that could have been chayav misa had it been with all the conditions b'mezid b'asra. Okay, now how does this relate to our discussion laying the groundwork for Tosfos and even a little bit for Rashi? As someone understand Rashi is as follows: to the extent that we want to discuss achiyav kofer by Adam. We have to ask ourselves a simple question. How could anyone have said a person is chayav kofer if after all the chiyuv of misa will exist in the case of Adam Shaharag Adam, so then Kamadravimine will obviously pater the chiyuv mamon, which therefore in this case would be chiyuv kofer, presumably there'd be no chiyuv kofer based on Kamadravimine. So now you can ask Lecha, what's the whole need for Allah v'Ola Adam? So then you say, well, that could be only when you actually have a chiyuv misa. What if there was no hasra? Oh, so then someone would say, oh, so Rashi and Daf Chavav says, what's the case? The case is, B'mezet b'lasrubei, d'lesei b'aketav lo b'argolus. So one reading of Rashi would be that the entire Havamina, to be chayv kofar, is only where there'd be no chiyav misa. And Rashi adds chiyav golus. So then we'd have to say an interesting chiddush in Rashi, that, and this is a Me'iri in Ksuvis in the third parak, that the same way that chiyav misa patras from mamon, what else patras from mamon? Chiyav golus. So in order to even understand Havamina, that need a pasuk to tell me no chiyav kofar, is where there is no chiyav misa or chiyav golus. Come to Rishonim and say, wait a second, we also know from Daf Lamed Hey, there's a rule of Tanda Bechizkiya, that even if it was not going to lead to Bepoel an actual Chiyuv Misa, but there's still a Ptur. Comes the Tosis Rabbein Otam and the Rajbob there in Daf Chavam and says, oh, Tanda Bechizkiya is Machokas Tanoi, and not everybody accepts it. So that drush of Olav is only needed, Lefi, those Tanoim that don't accept Tanda Bechizkiya. And therefore, there'd be no chiyu, there'd be no ptur automatically based on kumad rabinei, because there's no actual chiyu misa. And that's where you need a drasha. But nechnami, if without that, you'd have the ptur anyway, based on tan vechizkel, tan rabinei, and you wouldn't need a drasha. Okay. That's one way to think about Rashi. But if you look at the Rashi here and the Rashi later, it's hard to know if Rashi actually means that. So I want to come back to the Rashi after we read the Tosis. Tosis is going to bring in this whole Kamad Rabbeinu issue vis-a-vis Kofar in its own way. After that, we come back and see if we can revisit Rashi and see how to understand what Rashi is trying to say and see if it stims or it doesn't stim with other Rashis that I gave you in other places. Rashi does or might mention Kamad Rabbeinu in connection to the Tur Kofar. So it could be Rashi here means something a little different and it's not a steer to the other Rashis. But Lamaisa, this is at least the basic background that you need for the Tosis. The Mitzvah Shem will try to do this well on Sunday. And if you want already on Bo Shabbos to do this and to start chazering, I guess it's also a good idea. Okay, a little bit under pressure.